Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, it's a nice, cool morning this morning. Nice to be able to get up and enjoy again, as always. It's a beautiful, well, it was a pretty good week. A little bit of rain here and there, but, you know, definitely good. Got a bit of rain today, but it's nice and cool this morning. Looking like just really close to the end of the season. Temperatures, real nice. Good stuff to be outside and enjoy. Looks like just Tuesday maybe this week is the day of the week that's going to rain some, but the rest of the week looks pretty good. Definitely gardening weather, right? But some off and on rain today will be good to just, you know, get that garden watered after a couple warm days. And then be able to get out and do a few things, right? You know, I tried to spend as much time as I could yesterday outside, you know, mowing, cleaning up, and trying to do some cleanup while I have some time. You know, you might as well. The temperatures just haven't been so hot in August, which has been, you know, awesome. So it's kind of just kind of one of those things where we're able to do a little bit more outside versus, you know, having to sit in the air conditioning or try to do something else, maybe going to spend some time at the beach or one of those things. It's been a nice August for that, right? It's been pretty good. So it's definitely a different summer than it has been the past few years. But I think it's more beneficial for our yards and gardens. So hope to continue that for the rest of the month into the rest of the season. We are definitely, we're on the other half of summer, right? We're almost, what, a month and a few days before fall hits, right? We were saying, you know, a number of weeks ago, obviously, it's almost summer. It's summer, but you know, fall is on its way. We're definitely on the way to get, you know, more into the lawn, more into some planting into the next few months here. You know, fall is a great time for that. We're not there yet, right? But it's not far away. And just the way the temperatures have been acting, the overnights and whatnot, you got that fall feel. So, you know, we've been talking the past couple weeks about, you know, full lawn renovations, what else we can be doing to get ready out there. It's been a different year when it comes to the garden. So there's just so many things we could be doing. Total renovations of the lawn is one of the things that a lot of people think about at this point. It's a little different than last year at this point, right? Last year we were in a major drought where, water was so scarce that, a lot of areas that had small ponds, small streams, those types of things, barely had any water running. And now they're just completely overflowing, right? There are areas that just had complete washouts in roads the past week to 10 days here. But, difference that it makes, which, benefits us when it comes to the garden, right? Benefits us when, adding new plants. It benefits us when we're doing more to the lawn. And so like I was saying, last year at this time, it was a complete drought. Our lawns went into full dormancy and were completely brown. No color to them. Even crabgrass was struggling to grow, right? This year, crabgrass is saying, I'm back. I'm back, baby. But, it's just one of those things. You look at just year to year, it is so different out there. So, last year we were saying, well, we're probably going to have to do a full renovation, but we're not going to have to do some of that work to clean up from it, right? Because there was nothing. There was no weeds, there was no nothing, because there was nothing that would grow. So you didn't have to put a lot of work and effort into it. Now, this year, we've had a good amount of rain. The temperatures have been where they need to be. The lawn is growing. If you had a pretty good established lawn where you kept it in the past year or so, or a few years, you didn't have to do a lot of work. Whereas ones that tried to renovate, put new lawns in, put new, everything in, it was harder to get it established this year because it was weeds, like perfect situation, temperatures, water, ability, all those things. You put seed down at certain times, and some of that seed would just float to different areas because it was so much rain. But what that means for us is at this point, we're going to need to do some full renovations, right? Maybe it's a partial renovation because some of that grass did establish. But it's getting rid of those weeds, getting rid of that crabgrass. And there's a lot to it. And there, in my yard, and I know I've said this, I didn't get to put seed and everything down until way too late. It took me forever to get done. Just a lot going on, right? That being said, at least my lawn's green right now. Might be a lot of crabgrass. But, like I was going to say, there is some grass that got established around the areas. Right? So it did get out there. It did get in certain areas. So for me, it's not a total lawn renovation. So I'm going to be looking for, more of a spot killer, a selective herbicide, right? Look to be doing something more to get rid of that crabgrass and those weeds. I mean, the crabgrass isn't the complete issue, although it is the majority. There are some other things in there, right? There's some clover. There's some porcelain. There's a number, a few other randoms in there. But the majority is the crabgrass, which, compared to what I've had the past couple of years, which is not really a lawn, I'll take it. It's interesting how it works. You're just like, it didn't establish, but at least it's green right now. That's what we're dealing with. So, You know. So I'll be looking, you know, doing some renovations this late August, early September. Once I kind of know that we've kind of turned that corner. We're not there yet. We still have the ability to get some warm weather, and we still have that ability to get warm weather all the way into September. And, you know, the past couple of years, we've even had some warm temperatures into October. I mean, we have, I don't know how many years ago it was at this point. There was like seven. I was going to say December, but December had like an 85-degree Christmas, like 7 or 8 years ago. But that's not what we're talking about. Anyways, the idea here is we just haven't turned that complete corner where we're like, all right, it is fall, right? Or it's getting closer to fall. There's always that ability in August for all of a sudden to get those 95, 100-degree days. Do I think that's going to happen? I'm not sure. I really don't think so. But it could. So we're kind of waiting for some of that lawn renovation just yet. So we'll keep that in mind throughout the show. But if you have some questions, you can definitely give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few minutes.
Ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day. So good morning and welcome to the show. We're really started talking about lawn renovations. It's one of the major things this time of year that we start to think about and start to, you know, get those things, you know, kind of taken care of, right? This is the time of year where there's usually not as much of this, you know, rain and cool weather for us to be thinking about the garden. And you know, we kind of look at it at this point, and we're usually saying, all right, what's going on here? What is this? What you know? Why are you know the tomatoes not ripening? Why you know? Why is you know leaves dropping early? Why is this happening? We're just not going through that at this season, just because of the way the temperatures have been, the way the rain has been here. I mean. Probably 3 years ago, we had a lot of rain during the summer, but August stopped where it wasn't like a lot of rain, and we're still seeing all that rain, and so I haven't seen a summer like this in a while. It's been interesting to see, you know, so we're not in uncharted territory weather-wise. But it feels like that, right? Because it's just so different than what we've seen. So it makes it hard to say, all right, this is definitely what I'm going to do. But what the good thing is, you know, with all this rain, obviously, is you know, you don't have to sit there and say, all right, I got to put sprinklers on it all this time and do this and that and do this and that, all these things, right? So, at this point, we've more you know, can put off, not have to worry about putting the sprinklers on because of the rain we've been having. But the problem with that rain is it's been so much at one time. It's been so intense that doing any lawn renovations at this point has been hard, because you just never know when it's just going to pour so hard that the seed you put down is just going to relocate somewhere else, right? It's just one of those things right now. I saw this past Tuesday, we had a lot of rain, right? There were parts of Massachusetts that got 6 inches of rain, right? Town of Tewksbury had 5, 6 inches. Lawrence had 6 inches. Andover had four and some change. All that, and I'm not talking in like a long span. I'm talking basically a couple hours on Tuesday. So that's the intensity of the rain, which is, you know, the weather is saying, yeah, it's good to do some of these things, good to put some of this lawn, you know, grass seed down, those types of things. But the rain has been so intense at times, it's not the easy, like, oh, well, it's just going to it's going to water the lawn in for us. If you have any sort of, you know, incline or hill, putting down grass seed at this point, you probably have noticed that all the grass seed's at the bottom. It's really nice. It's really nice and filled in at that area. But because of the intensity of the rain, it doesn't make it easy to do. So we're in that point of in between, right? We just don't know which way do we do it. Do we, you know, do we want to put something down? Do we want to continue with that? You just don't know yet. And so that's what we kind of wait for. That's why we were waiting for that time to turn, right? To go to that next level. We know that at some point those temperatures are going to change a little bit. The rain is going to change a little bit. We're going to start to see those things. So definitely, you know, we look forward to that. We'll figure it out very soon. But we're going to hit a break here. So if you have some questions, definitely give us a call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. The confirmed death toll in Hawaii's wildfires has climbed to 89 as of last night. It is now the deadliest fire in the U.S. in over 100 years. Donald Trump is making the rounds. He was at the Iowa State Fair yesterday, drumming up support from voters. President Biden will be in Wisconsin this week. Biden scheduled to visit Milwaukee Tuesday night, 8 days before the Republican presidential candidates gather there for the first debate of the 2024 election cycle. A flash mob robbery under investigation in L.A. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered the Nordstrom there and began to ransack the store, stealing between $60,000 and $100,000 worth of merchandise. Toyota recalling nearly 170,000 new model Tundra pickup trucks to fix a problem with the fuel line. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we've been really talking lawn renovations. That's a lot of what goes on at this time of year anyways, just to, you know, keep with, you know, that time of year. It's just, it's one of those things, right, where you just say, well, what are we going to do, what are we going to do this year when it comes to lawn? Well, kind of is what it is. This is what we discuss and talk about, because a lot of these things need to get done this time of year, or we're waiting till the next year. It's just is what it is, and especially in New England areas, right? We're trying to finish those projects before winter gets here, right? Because winter is always coming. Right? It's always looking to get there for us. Anyways. You know, number of other things we can be discussing at this point in time. We could be looking at some of the new plants we want to be putting in this fall, right? It's not just about the lawn renovation. Maybe it's renovating a whole area and saying, you know what, I'm going to put in a perennial garden, or I'm going to, you know, get an area ready for pollinators for this year or for next, right? Because we talk about the pollinators, we talk about getting them into our property, we talk about, you know, early in the season, the whole no-mow May, or, you know, doing more for the pollinators. Well, this is the time we really should be doing something for the pollinators by getting the plants in our yard that will actually attract them to us, right? I mean, this is the time, this fall, to add pollinator plants to the garden so that next spring they come back and are there. Or we talk about the fact that, you know, we leave the leaves this winter and we don't mow early because of the fact that our pollinators overwinter in our yards. Well, they only overwinter if the pollinator plants that they want are in the yard, right? So if you don't have them, you're not attracting them, then it's not really, you know, doing all this extra stuff is all great. You'll attract some of them, but how can you keep them? How can you protect them when it's needed the most? Right? So to me, at this point, you're looking to get some of those perennials put into the yard, put into the garden for those future, you know, pollinators to live. Right? You know, we can name a few of the perennials that you can be throwing into the yard. You know, any of the coneflowers, the echinacea, right? Some black-eyed Susans, some bee bombs, asters. There's a number of different asters, right? There's butterfly weed, milkweed, jopai weed, right? Those are all just to name a few of the perennials that you could be bringing in to bring those pollinators back for next year. So, just something to be thinking about. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah. I picked off some tomatoes. They were real nice and red, but I took notice they are real hard. It's the same kind I had last year. Last year they were nice. This year they are really hard. They're like hard.
So, you know, your weather, has it been like ours? Have you had a ton of rain?
Yeah.
You know, so it could be have a little bit to do with that. You know, because of the fact that that we've had that. Now, are there cracks in the tomato, or is it just it looks good? Everything looks good.
It looks good, but the only thing, I brought it in and put it out my window, but it just seems like now the top is starting to rot a little bit. But they're not cracked. But they're just so hard. I feel them, and I say, what in the world's going on? I say.
You know, it's interesting because, so, sometimes with a tomato, the reason that they're so hard is lack of water and excessive heat and intense sunlight. So, which is interesting because of the fact that we've had pretty much, we've had tons of water.
Yeah, right.
We've had some heat, right? We had a good amount of heat in July, so maybe that has something to do with it. You know, the only other thing is sometimes with tomatoes, they can get a disease that causes this. But, you know, it's interesting that would happen, right? Now, how the plants themselves, those are doing fine?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it just seems they're hanging on, and I just thought, oh, there's a nice red tomato, and I brought it in, and I told it. I said, well, this is real hard. So one time I had a small one, and that was hard. I said, oh, I've got to cut it open. But it was like sort of like greenish inside. You know, like it didn't ripen inside. It's ripening outside, but not the inside.
Okay. So it's almost like it didn't completely ripen.
Right.
That's interesting. Because like I said, so when a tomato's hard, there's usually those issues of it being lack of water, too much heat. We did have some pretty intense heat in July, and I'm wondering if that did anything to it. Was there a point in time where it stayed, they stayed green for longer than you expected them to?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It seemed like, you know, I guess so, because, you know, they're like green, but these were real nice, bright and red, and I couldn't figure out. I said, well, why are they so hard? So, can I chalk it up to the weather? Or?
Well, so, you know, I'd love to say that everything could be kind of, you know, talked up to the weather, right? That would be so much easier when it comes to this. You know, I think it just has a lot to do with just the way the weather has been. Because with the tomato, right, when it gets really intense and warm and heat, the tomato shuts down. It kind of goes dormant.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and it doesn't, completely ripen. It just kind of stops.
Yeah.
Even though tomatoes are heat-loving plants, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it has something to do with that, the heat that we had in July causing them to slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I could be wrong on this. You know, the garden, it's in full sun, I believe, full sun. You know, so I'm trying to kind of eliminate some of the other things here, right? Because sometimes if it has partial shade, it can do the same thing. You know, I'm just trying to think here because I haven't heard of that issue other than it being weather-related.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to say it is weather related because it feels like that easy way out, and it might as well be.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things that we could be looking at, you know, maybe, you know, what have you done for fertilizers on there?
Well, I was putting Epsom salts, and we put eggshells in the hole when we planted them.
Yep.
And I've been giving it, like, Epsom salts and, you know. But then when it got so wet, I said, we didn't need to water, you know, it's so wet in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So.
You know, sometimes, sometimes I look at it and say, maybe it has something to do with fertilizer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, maybe with a lot of that rain that we've been having, it doesn't have all the nutrients that we need, right? So maybe there's like a, you know, potassium issue or a nitrogen or phosphorus issue. Mm. You know, one thing I would look at doing just because of the fact that, you know, the intense rain can do this is look at maybe getting a soil sample taken.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Because
I got the test already, so.
Perfect. Because one of the things I'm thinking is maybe it just didn't have enough of something to completely do everything we wanted to do with the tomatoes, right? Sometimes a potassium deficiency can do that where it leaves some of the inside green. So that definitely could be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most, you know, just because we can look at all the environmental factors and kind of rule out pretty much everything, mm-hmm. I'd say that might be one of the only things we can be looking at right now. So that's when, you know, it's a good thing that you're already doing the soil test.
Oh, yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you, now, when we have weeds on the top, do I
yep.
take the layer of weeds off? And then go down with the shovel, or?
No, so, I mean, you're trying to get down to the, you know, a full shovel deep. And you're trying to take the soil right from the tip of that shovel. So it's usually about 8 inches down anyways. We don't want that top layer. If you can get down further, you remove some of the weeds and get even further down into the soil, it's probably a good thing to do. You know, it's just the base of the soil test is you want to get down about 8 inches in multiple areas, because the top layer could still have certain fertilizers that haven't dissipated through, or maybe you've done it recently or that type of thing. So that could affect the way the soil test is done. So that's why I want you to get a little bit deeper to see what's really there.
And I got one more question.
Sure.
We have a lot of mushrooms in our yard.
And that right there, I can tell you, is environmental. That has a lot to do with the rain.
Oh, does it?
I wish I could say that it, there's an easy way to get rid of them, other than hand picking, but there's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somebody told me. What was that, Peter?
Here's what we'll do, Mary. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to be back in a couple.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit more about it we get. So we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mary in regards to a number of things. And the last topic was, you know, mushrooms in the yard. And there's a lot of them, which, to me, makes a lot of sense this time of year. Because a lot of times it has to do with excessive water, right? And water's just sitting there. But the good thing about it is mushrooms aren't something that's going to cause damage to the lawn long term. They're more likely, they're there for a reason, showing you that something else is going on, which is usually too much water, right? What it also does mean, and some people don't look at it completely this way, but there are some out there that will say mushrooms being in the lawn means the soil is healthy because the fungi that's underneath the surface there is actually working to do its job, create the good root systems, etc. So that can happen, right? Sometimes, you know, organic matter can do those types of things and just happen into the lawn. But if it's more likely than not that it's an area that there's excessive water, there is something you can do. That's where you know, comes in to use a product like a gypsum, like a fast-acting gypsum. You could use the sulfur from natural alternative, right? That sulfur will help break down some of the compact soil that's holding the moisture in, you know, where it is. We can't do anything about Mother Nature just raining all the time, but we can do is make sure that something's been put down to help get that, you know, that water through a little bit quicker, and that's where that sulfur comes in, or a fast-acting gypsum, yeah. Right? So that might be something to look at in some of those areas, right? Because it's definitely It has a lot to do with the rain. It has nothing to do with, like, a disease or something like that. Mushrooms are not a bad thing. And there's, you know, there's no real, like, mushroom killer. It's not like you can go out there and just get a spray and put something on them. The majority of them you just kind of pick, right, and just get rid of that way.
Yeah, he's been out there picking off the small ones, but seems like there's so many he gave up.
You know that
my brother was wondering, what about lime?
Well, I mean, you can put some lime down in the soil. It could mean, you know, certain. So when you look at the lawn and you see things like the mushrooms in excessive water, which means things are sitting, that could mean, you know, trapped nutrients. That could mean it does need to get lime to help the pH level, right? But lime isn't the fix-all when it comes to a mushroom.
No.
Right. That has it, to me, it has a lot more to do with the excessive rain. But that all being said, if we have some excessive, since we've had a lot of rain, some of the nutrients have been washed away because they can't just sit there. So it is a good possibility that it does need to get done. You know, with that soil sample, I know you're doing the garden, right? Mm-hmm. But you'll be able to kind of tell a little bit of what else is going on in the area. Because I'm sure, I mean, I know you have a really good-sized garden.
Yeah.
But the soils aren't going to completely change 100%. They're not going to be like a flip where one side is going to be very acidic and one side's not. They're going to be kind of close. So you'll be able to make some of the adjustments based off of that as well.
And who has the gypsum, did you say?
So Natural Alternatives has that. Okay. It's called sulfur,
yeah,
which is a fast-acting type gypsum. It's okay. Not gypsum per se, but it does the same thing that we're looking to do, is break down the compact soils, the trap nutrients, all those things, to release it, to allow the water to go through and do its thing.
Can I put that on when I get it?
Yeah, this is something that is not going to burn the lawn.
Okay.
This is only going to help it. And as soon as it hits the ground, it starts working.
Okay.
Right? Okay, Mary?
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Oh, no problem, Mary. I love to do it. So I'm glad we can help out. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.